I took a turn into Altgeld at 131st and came to a stop in front of Our Lady of the Gardens Church, a flat brick building towards the rear of the development. I was there to meet some of our key leaders, to talk about the problems of our organizing effort, and how we might get things back on track. Over 2 months had passed since the botched police meeting, and things had gone badly. There had been no marches, no sit-ins, no freedom songs. Just a series of miscues and misunderstandings, tedium and stress. Part of the problem was our base, which, in the city at least, had never been large. 8 Catholic parishes flung across several neighborhoods, all with black congregations, but all led by white priests. "The truth is," one of the priests told me, "most of us are out here looking to get a transfer. The only reason I'm still around is that nobody's willing to replace me." Morale was even worse among the laity. Black folks like Angela, Shirley, and Mona, the 3 women I'd met at the rally. They were spirited, good-humored women, those 3. Women who, without husbands to help, somehow managed to raise sons and daughters, juggle an assortment of part-time jobs and small business schemes, and organize Girl Scout troops, fashion shows, and summer camps for the parade of children that wandered through the church every day. Since none of the 3 actually lived in Altgeld, they all owned small houses just west of the project, I'd asked them once what motivated them to do what they did. Before I could finish the question, they'd all rolled their eyes as if on cue. "Watch out, girl," Angela told Shirley, causing Mona to chuckle merrily. "Barack's about to interview you. He's got that look." And Shirley said, "We're just a bunch of bored, middle-aged women, Barack, with nothing better to do with our time. But," and here Shirley threw a hand on her bony hip and raised her cigarette to her lips like a movie star, "if Mr. Wright comes along, then watch out. It's goodbye, Altgeld. Hello, Monte Carlo." I hadn't heard any jokes from them lately, though. All I'd heard were complaints. The women complained that Marty didn't care about Altgeld. They complained that Marty was arrogant and didn't listen to their suggestions. Most of all, they complained about the new job bank that we had announced with such fanfare the night of the rally, but that had turned out to be a bust. As Marty had planned it, a state university out in the suburbs had been assigned to run the program. It was a matter of efficiency, he explained, since the university had the computers already in place. Unfortunately, 2 months after it was supposed to have started, no one had found work through the program. The computers didn't work right. The data entry was plagued with errors. People were sent to interviews for jobs that didn't exist. Marty was livid, and at least once a week he would have to drive out to the university, cursing under his breath as he tried to pry answers out of officials who seemed more concerned with next year's funding cycle. But the women from Altgeld weren't interested in Marty's frustrations. All they knew was that $500,000 had gone somewhere, and it wasn't in their neighborhood. For them, the job bank became yet more evidence that Marty had used them to push a secret agenda, that somehow whites in the suburbs were getting the jobs they'd been promised. "Marty's just looking out for his own," they grumbled. I tried my best to mediate the conflict, defending Marty against charges of racism, suggesting to him that he cultivate more tact. Marty told me I was wasting my time. According to him, the only reason Angela and the other leaders in the city were sore was because he'd refused to hire them to run the program. "That's what ruins a lot of so-called community organizations out here. They start taking government money, they hire big do-nothing staffs, pretty soon they become big patronage operations with clients to be serviced." Not leaders, clients, to be serviced. He spit out the words as if they were unclean. "Jesus, it makes you sick just thinking about it."